We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
A very blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados and in the Eastern Caribbean, wherever you're hearing this message from your location. I'm Reverend Dr. Lucille Beard, Senior Pastor of Mount Zion's Missions, and I'm here again this Friday morning with a powerful team of ministers to share the Word of God with you and to share what we're doing in Barbados at this time as we continue to celebrate our 30th anniversary as a ministry. And also, this year, we'll be celebrating, Apostle Chris and I will be celebrating 50 years of marriage. It's our golden anniversary. So we're going to have lots of celebrations this year. And we invite you all to pray for us. And if you can, visit with us and share in our celebrations. Praise God. We had an awesome theatrical production last Saturday, and it was well attended. And I was very proud as I sat there as a senior pastor to see those persons, even the children, involved in the poems and the dance and so on, presenting Jesus as the one who keeps his promises. He always keeps his promises, and that he will give us a new day as he promised. Praise God. So I was blessed by that, and I thank those of you who came out, you know, and hearing us on the radio here, inviting you, who came out, you supported us. God bless you, and we pray your continued blessings and on your family as well, and all that you have in Jesus' name. Praise God. And that's Reverend Gail, if she would say a prayer as we begin.
Thank you, Apostle, and good morning to all you wonderful listeners. Blessings of the Lord be upon you. Father, we just bless you, praise and glorify your name. Hallowed be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as we come before you, Father, to present this program. Lord, I pray that in the hearing of those who would listen all over the world, that there will be a change in their hearts, and that things that was looking dark, Lord, that your light will shine. So I thank you, Lord, for blessing this program and cause the people to hear and adhere to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Reverend Gail. One of the things that we did just recently, is a few days ago, we went back, as promised, we went back to my alma mater, to the St. Albans Junior School, to the Beacon on the Hill, to St. James University, praise God. And I was excited to meet the principal, Miss Prince, praise God, and then the acting chief education officer, Miss Beckles. She came by as well and was part of the whole process. So I thank God for that real great visit. For me, it was a visit to go back, praise God, to where I started as a young lady, praise God. I started at that St. Albans school, and the memories were so great and sharp to me. And I was taken by the principal on a tour back to the old building. And it's now a nursery with lovely children, and the children were excited, and they got all the little hugs from the children. Children are so precious, praise God. And to me, I had nostalgia. I was moved to tears, you know. And we were able to present them on canvas. On campus, two lovely 24 by 20 in one case, and another, I think 24 by 24 canvas pictures of the old St. Albans School. Praise God. And they received them with excitement. And I thank God because they committed to coming back. I committed to staying with them and being a part of the process and adopting that school like I have adopted. We've adopted the Gordon Brady School for the last 20 years, and we were there to serve in any area that they want us to serve. And we forged a real great cohesion between us and the Gordon Brady School, and we want to do that for the St. Albans Junior School, and we offer the reception of the principal and the staff there, and the acting deputy chief education officer, Miss Julia Beckens. Praise God. I want to really pray success on that school and pray for children and pray for principal and staff. The Lord will use them and guide them. And I did say to them that today's world, teaching is more hazardous and dangerous than years ago. When I went to school, I felt safe at that school. That was my safe place, my safe haven. And I felt comfortable with the teachers. I loved my teachers. And my teachers loved me. I remember Miss Hines and Mr. Waldron, and Mr. Cumberbatch. And I remember Mr. Williams, the principal. And you can take no chance of doing him and stay home from school because he'll come to the house and get you with his strap. And so nowadays, we really need a Mr. Williams back in the schools to really give some guidance and whatever's needed to get the children to come to school properly and behave well in the classroom. So that's what we did in the last couple of days. I mean, every month, we have an awesome celebration. And, you know, we're really looking forward to having a celebration. You know, in this month of May, in fact, it's going to be my birthday and all kinds of stuff. So we'll be informing you that you know what we're having. Praise God. Once again, we're going to go back to the study of the Word and share with you God's Word. We started a couple of weeks ago, over 2 weeks ago, sharing on the Word from John chapter 21. And we are John chapter 20, and we are studying the Easter season. Praise God. And of course, you know that Easter is the resurrection of Jesus on that day is the foundation of the church. The resurrection of Jesus is basically the foundation of the church. His birth is honored by the church. His death is honored by the church. Yes. His burial is honored by the church. But his resurrection takes it to another dimension. Because if there was no resurrection, our hope would be lost. But because he rose on the third day, as he said, we have hope.
Yeah.
We have hope of a tomorrow. We have hope of being his children, of being saved, of being able to have eternal life as he has promised us. And just as he rose from the dead and has a new body, one day we will be with him as well. And we will live with him forever and share eternal life. That's what it is. So that is the significance of Easter to the children of God. We're going back to St. John chapter 20. We're going to look at the story of Mary, John, and Peter. And there's so much in that word, we can go on for the rest of the year. But we're going to just look at that today to conclude. Look at the reason why Mary was so desperate and so distressed and distraught. And when she stayed in the sepulchre, when she stayed in the graveyard, when she went in the dark, unafraid, to see Jesus, to embalm him and do whatever she could. And when she stayed when the tomb was empty, when she kept weeping and looking down, you know, and when the disciples came, Peter and John came, they looked and stuff and they left and went back home to their own business. But she stayed. Why did she stay? Because Mary called him Lord. Mary called him Master. Mary called him Friend. Mary called him Deliverer. Mary called him Life Giver. Mary called him Sustainer. Mary called him her all. He was her everything. And I believe that the modern day church, the church that's representing the kingdom of God today, should be like Mary. We should see Jesus as our all. He's our master. He's our friend. First of all, he's our savior.
Yes.
Let's get that straight. We cannot come to him unless we get saved. So he's our savior, our deliverer, our healer, our master, our Lord, our all in all. And so if we cannot love him like Mary, then we're missing something.
Yes.
And from our lives, we can't love the Lord in a lukewarm way that we go to church if we feel like, we serve him how we feel like, we serve him if we feel like, we worship him if we feel like, we worship him if we feel. No, we got to be able to love him with all our hearts and all our souls, the way we said that. All of our hearts, and all of our souls, and all of our beings. I got saved at a very young age, the age of 9. As a child. And I fell in love with the Lord as a child. And I still love the Lord with a childlike love. Because he's my daddy. He's my best friend. He's my savior. He's my all in all. He's my Lord. He's my provider. He's my protector. He's my confidant. Praise God. He is the one that brings joy in the midst of sorrow. Touch me when I'm sick, when it's gone.
Yes.
I can't think of a life without Jesus.
Amen.
In fact, without Jesus, I don't want to live. I need him in my life every single day. Praise the Lord. He orders my steps. He speaks to my mouth. Right? The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart must always be acceptable unto him. So he's everything to me. And that's what he was to Mary. And if we are not loving God to the place where he's our all, to the place where Mary felt that he was taken. And she felt his absence drove her to stay by the tomb. His absence drove her to weep. But look, stoop down and look.
Yeah.
And look in the sepulcher, looking to see what's happening there. Maybe I missed something. Maybe I look and I see him. She stood there waiting to see him. And we said to you in the last few weeks that we are seeing the absence of God, the empty tomb in Barbados, the absence of God in the classroom, the absence of God in the community, the absence of God even in the church, the absence of God in every area of our society, of our lives. And nobody's crying. People are just getting complacent and having church as usual and life as usual and just walking around like it's no big deal. It's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
And we've taken the Lord out of the schools. When he's missing from our lives, it's a big deal. No country, no people, no ministry, no politician, no priest, no anybody can make it without Jesus. He's the beginning, he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the life giver. And without him, you're nothing. The nation and country and city that does not serve him will perish. Will perish.
Yeah.
And we're seeing a lot of persons in society nowadays who are turning their backs on the Lord and saying we're good without God. We're humanists. We're good without God. I tell you, I hope that you will not wait until you die to meet God. Because then you can't change after death. Pray. Somehow, somewhere, you will seek God again.
Mm-hmm.
And we will seek the face of God. Humble ourselves and pray and seek it. But we ask us to start with the church. If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear. And then I will heal their lands. And turn, I cause the people must turn from their wicked ways too.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He said, wicked ways. Yes, he said, return from your wicked ways. No, I didn't say that, so don't get mad at Reverend Beard. His word said that. Turn from your wicked ways. And my God, and some of us are wicked and spiteful. That's God. And God has gone from us, left us. We need to change our ways and turn from them and come back to the Lord. So Mary was there. And we look at John and Peter. They left a woman distraught, devastated, distressed in a tomb. And back to their homes. We have a lot of people today like that in church. They're not really compassionate and caring what's happening to the young people or the children or the mothers or what are people that are broken. We have to care. We have to show compassion. We have to know that we can empathize and sympathize with people's concerns and causes. Be able to do what we can to see change and to bring Jesus back. We need the Lord. We need Jesus now more than ever. Jesus is still the answer for the world today. So we're going to be like Mary. Praise God. We're going to worship, we're going to pray, we're going to seek him. We're not going to leave from our prayer, intercession. We're not going to stop until we see Jesus back in our lives and with our children. The reason why we're seeing so much killing in the streets and in the communities is because parents brought up children and never told them about Jesus. Their mothers and fathers, you know, they just got children. Mothers just give birth and raise the children like Tarzan in the jungle. Never sent them to study school. Never sent them to a church. Never sent them. Don't have a Bible in the house. You know? I want to do. Send them to all kind of parties and stuff. You know, I have churches. I have ministries in several areas, you know, that are predisposed to crime and violence out there. I have several ministries in those areas. 20-something years we've been in Cold Hill and Eden Lodge and so on. I have several. So I understand what I'm talking about. And I spent 20-something years in prison, so I know what I'm talking about. You have persons who, when we go to the areas to help them, We have to do everything, facilitate everything.
Yeah.
We want them to come to church. Well, we have to buy the shoes, we have to buy clothes,
yeah.
We have to buy everything. But if they go down to the party, they fat down all these things.
Mm-hmm.
They find the money to go down, but they fat. When they want to come mm-hmm. to church, the church has to find everything. And so people don't know that. They don't see church as an important entity in their life. But church is where it all begun.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It began when they had a whole experience. That was the beginning of church. And today, church still influences the society. What happens in church can affect the society. What happens in society is going to affect the church. But it's not affect the church in a negative way. The church will be the kind of organism that God made her. She affects the society.
Yeah.
Praise God. So more praying people, more praying sisters, more crying.
Yes.
And more, oh Lord, people will wait and wait and cry. More intercessors. Lord, raise up intercessors like Mary.
Mm.
I call forth intercessors in this nation.
Yes.
All over. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. Not being wacky. Nobody's wacky and coming and praying. I come to people and say, I sense that the Lord is telling me this and telling me that. And they don't have no covering or don't go to no church and have no pastor. That is not of God.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to the church and be properly covered. Because God said, I give to the church gifts.
Yes.
You didn't expect them there in the society anywhere there in the atmosphere. I gave to the church gifts, apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers, evangelists, that they can build up the church, strengthen the church, and bring people to a level of maturity. So we don't want the wacky. Everybody just jump up and go all over the place and say, I Lord say this, Lord. We need to stop that and get in the church and become a member of a church with a pastor that can speak into your lives and tell you how to go and where to go. And so these people are causing a lot of damage to the kingdom because they're doing crazy stuff up there and affecting people's lives in a negative way. And people, when they leave those places, they don't want to hear about God at all because they're being damaged and destroyed. We need to stop that. Get yourself into church. If you feel the Lord is calling you, if you feel you have a prophetic mantle, go and mm-hmm. submit yourself to a pastor
mm-hmm.
in a church and be a member and be prayed for and be guided and directed. If you want to be a Mary,
mm-hmm.
sit under authority.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Praise God. Reverend Gail. Apostle Chris, sorry. Praise God. Somebody quick. Apostle Chris.
And this is such an exciting role for the church. If we are ever going to reach the goals and the objectives God gives to us, we have to follow Him. We have to do like what Mary did. When everyone thought that it was all over, they could go back to their normal life. It's not normal life anymore for a child of God. When God touches you and changes you and transforms you and gives you a different perspective of life, there's no going back to who you used to be. And you're right, Pastor, we cannot be comfortable sitting in the church and doing this basically myopic things. We have to do what the Lord wants us to do.
Yeah.
And that is making sure people know that He's Savior.
Yeah.
He is Lord. He's Deliverer. He's Healer. He's Salvation. He's our soon coming King. Not just that, He paid the ultimate price to make it a reality. And our God, Mary understood that. So when the other guy stuck off her head for a while, Mary said, there's no hiding involved in this.
Yep.
Where you take my Lord? I am nothing without my Lord. I wish the church could say that about this today.
Yes.
I wish the church all over the world could say, I am nothing without my Lord. Where have you taken my Lord? How can you have church without God? How can you have any activities related to God without Him? Because if He doesn't come, you're in trouble. And I love that attitude. It's a great encouragement for all of us. If we follow the method Mary used, we will all reach our destination in God. The message of God will reach the whole world.
Yes.
And everyone need to be saved will be saved. The message reach our homes and our children and us in our schools. It will reach all of us and there certainly will be a difference. What we're saying today is everybody doing the same thing, not going anywhere.
I know it.
And we're not getting any proper results. We're not getting better. We're deteriorating. We have fallen away from that principle God wants us to have. And that's what the problem with the people in Jesus' day. They walk away and say, let the deceiver go. They had no idea what they're talking about. They should ask Mary what Jesus did for her. Mm-hmm. And that change was so phenomenal in her life that it meant, whatever happens, I'm not leaving him.
Yes.
If no one go, I'm going, because nobody's going to hide my Lord from me. Lord, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
To know that God is in your heart.
Amen.
And you live for him. And you walk with him.
Amen.
And he's leading you. And you know you're safe, because he can only take the right places. He can only take a destination of victory and salvation and eternal life. He can do that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And we need to do it.
Amen.
One of the things that we need are we need Marys, not just in the nation, but wherever that God has placed people. We need those persons who would stay without of the sepulchre and weep for their Lord. And for me, Mary had a great connection with Jesus.
Awesome.
She experienced firsthand Jesus as a deliverer and as a healer. He meant the world to her because he changed her whole life and the road she was going down. And because she was impacted by him, she wanted to give back. That's why she went to the grave early the morning. And when she didn't see him there, she said, I need to find him.
Yeah.
Or that we would have Marys that would say, we need to find him.
Yes.
Or we would have Marys who would pray until we see him again in our homes, in our schools, in the communities, wherever, in our House of Parliament, wherever. That we would see him in the corporate offices. We would see him in the government places. We would see him in the hospitals. That we would have those Marys that would step out of the zone and say, I know what Jesus did for me. Peter and John walked with Jesus, but they never had that experience with him. That's why even though they didn't have that experience, he told them, wait until the Holy Spirit come upon you. Wait in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
They had to wait to get that aha moment.
Yeah.
But Mary already had it.
Praise
and
God.
Because she had it in her heart, she drew Jesus to her. And I pray that people would keep themselves in that position to say, God, I want to see you, and I'm going to pray until I see your presence and your power come back into this nation or the nations.
Help us, Jesus. Yes, please. I feel that, and I think that God is very ready for us.
Yes.
The earth is mourning for us to come forth.
Yes, Romans 8 said it.
The church to come forth.
The earth is groaning, waiting.
Elder, please.
Good morning, everyone. Coming from this whole lesson that we're doing on Mary, the one thing that stands out to me is that Mary's love for Jesus is coupled with her desire to serve him. Even though he was dead in the tomb, she recognized my Lord and Savior is in the tomb. She recognized there is a rock in front of that tomb. No idea how that rock is going to be moved, but she's bringing spices to serve him.
Yeah.
The other disciples came at their level of service, but when they saw the obstacle that they encountered, a missing Jesus, they desired to serve was not as intense as Mary's desire was to serve him.
Oh,
and Mary's desire to serve him superseded any and all things. Where are we in serving my Lord and Savior today? What is our level of service that we bring to him? Are we just at the surface, comfortable, as long as it doesn't shift us and cause us to dig deeper? Are we comfortable just skimming the surface, going to a bench, sitting down, raising our hands, and then going home?
Jesus.
With the Bible still closed? Or are we in that level where we want to see our communities change? Or our desire to see the nation change? Are we in that level where we want to see my sons and daughters who are being shot down like dogs in the street to be touched and shown another way of life? Do we have that level of service that no matter what we see before our eyes, Jesus is still there? Are we willing to dig in and pull him out for where he's at, causing to come to our situation?
Passion.
That passion.
We need that in this nation.
Amen.
We do need that.
We need it.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
I want to pray for all of those who are listening that will say, you know, that word is touching me, and I don't think that I'm doing what I should be doing. I'm not where I should be. I'm not as passionate as I should be. I'm just going to church. I pray to dear Lord for those individuals.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be a man, a woman, a minister of God. I ask that you will touch him right now.
In Jesus' name.
You will calm their heads to the soles of their feet. Touch them like you touched the apostles of her room, Lord. Cause them to know that you are coming to touch them so that they can be changed to become vessels of God.
Yes.
Fit and meet for the master's use. As they look to you and as they cry to you, as they repent and say, I want to change. I want to receive God. I want to serve God better than I'm serving him now. I want to do more for God. What I'm doing. I'm not doing enough. I'm not staying like Mary. I'm running back to my home like John and Peter. And I don't want to be like John and Peter anymore. I want to be like a Mary.
Amen.
Those of you that are crying in your heart saying, you want to be like a Mary, may it be granted unto you with the blessed Holy Spirit. May every chain be broken, every obstacle removed. May your heart become pliable before the Lord. May the Holy Spirit touch you and heal you. And let your heart cause you to know that Jesus is with you and that you are his vessel of honor. And he wants to use you like he used Mary. Right after Jesus met her, he sent her on a message.
Yes.
Go tell.
Yeah.
Go tell my disciples. Go tell.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. She was the first messenger Jesus chose after his resurrection. Her name is not somewhere painted or highlighted somewhere in a big country. You know, you hear what Mary, the mother of Jesus. You never hear what is Mary. She doesn't want her name written in lights. All she wanted to do was just serve her Lord. And she did. And she took the message to the disciples. And some of them were doubtful. But you know what? At the end of the day, they got touched in the upper room.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They got changed in the upper room. And we are the beneficiaries of their change. In Jesus' name. So I thank God for his word. I bless him in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle. We are giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscapes. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Their telephone number, 436-4753, 436-4753. I know for sure that this program has been powerful and impactful to you. Give us a call and let us know, 422-2512 or 432-6479. We're in 4th Avenue, Rock Dundo, St. James. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
I give God thanks today for you, and God is making many Marys out of you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.